Shmuis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuris Bavli, Daf Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad and Aleph on the ninth wide line, Ein Li Ela. Ein Li Ela, Tumas HaKodesh, Tumas Mikdash Minayin. This teaches only Tumas HaKodesh, what is the source of Tumas Mikdash? Tavulayma, which is Masa Alav, the answer is, it says here, in, again, Vayikra Perich of Beis Masa Gimel, with Tumasai Alav. And it says about Tumas Mikdash, Oid Tumasai Roy. We then exer shava on tumasoi tumasoi. My chametz meimer b'tamei she'achol toho or b'tamei she'achol tamei. Why do you say that it refers to a tamei who ate toho kodshim? Perhaps it's a toho who ate tamei kodshim. Tam v'leima v'tumasoi alav v'tumasoi guf v'loi v'tumasoi basa. The answer is it says v'tumasoi alav means referring to the person, tumah on him, and not tumah of the meat. Rebi eimer v'achol v'tumasoi alav v'tumasoi guf v'loi v'tumasoi basa. But we get a different explanation that Bachal and he ate, the Tumas Alav, his Tumas upon him, refers to Tumas Aguf, and not Tumas Basa, not the Tumas of the meat. Rav Yechia, Oime, Nem Mukotim L'Shem Rabim, Venem of Tumas, L'Shem Yochid, Mani, Ha Ma Ani Mekayim, the Tumas Alav, the Tumas Aguf, Le Tumas Basa. A third answer is from Rav Yechia, Kotim is said in the plural, and Tumas is in the singular. Ela Kadoshim is said, the Tumas Alav. We must say that Tumasa refers to Tumas Aguf and not Tumas Basa. If Meir Oimer Loi Dibe Ela B'Mishe Tuma Pereshes M'Menu Yatsa Basa Shein Tuma Pereshes M'Menu. If Meir says a fourth answer that it discusses the only one whose Tuma separates from him through Trila and excludes meat because Tuma does not leave it. In Kain Mahoyal Le Yom Kippurim, the Gemara asks if Yom Kippurim did not atone to his Chiyuv Chatas and Asham, how did Yom Kippur actually help him? Amr Yosi Beribun Nasus Lo Yom Kippurim Ka Ashim Tolei Meis Lifnei Yom Kippurim Oine Ba Ach Yom Kippurim Kva Kippur. Rav Yosi Beribun answered that Yom Kippur became for him like an Ashim Tolei. If he died after Yom Kippur before bringing the Korban, he already atoned. Chippur La Kodesh Mitzumas Bnei Yisrael V'Gomer Yesh Li Be'inyan Zeh Shalosh Tumos Tumas Avodah Zarah Shne'emar Leman Tamei Es Mikdashi Gila Arayas, Shneemar, Vilti, Asais, Mechukas, Atei Avois, Shifichi Zomim, Shneemar, Velotitamu, Esa Oitz. The Gemara suggests that the Pasuk, and he shall atone for the holy from the Tumas of Bnei Yisrael, which is in Perek Tez Zayin, Pasuk Tez Zayin of Yikra, there are three other Averus called Tumois that I could include. Idolatry is called Tuma, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chos, Pasuk Gimel, in order that they shall profane my mikdash. It says about Arayas immorality in Vayikra Yudches Pasuk Lamed, without doing those laws, those abominable laws. And it says about murder in Bamidbar Lamedei Lamedalev Letitamo Es Haaretz, you shall not make the land impure. So three impurities here refer to idolatry, immorality, and murder. Yochal al-kol ha-tumeyos, tumos tumos al-olu, si'ir de mechaper. Perhaps this goat offered in the Kodesh Kodesh on Yom Kippur atoned for all of these tumos. Tambaleim mitumos v'lo kol tumos. Yeah. Rejection is no, because it atones mitumos, some from the tumos, but not all the tumos. Nemar sinu shechelek akosev v'tumos mikdash v'kadoshov, afkan lo nachleik ela v'tumos mikdash v'kadoshov, de Rabbi Yehuda. We find that the Torah distinguished in tumos mikdash and kadoshov to be lenient. One brings an oil of a yoyred and a chatas tavua. Also here, we will distinguish to be lenient and that one gets tapoa through a korban tibra and need not pay for his own korban, only for tumas mikdash v'kadoshov. And this is the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Omer, v'mekayim hu mochor, shenema v'chipa l'kodesh, mitumas b'nei Yisrael, kol tumah shev ha'kodesh. Rav Shimon says it's proven from its place, because the pasuk there says, and he will atone for the holy from the tumas of b'nei Yisrael, and this implies all tuma in the Kodesh. Yochol al, should they call tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, says in Yichaper. Perhaps this goat atoned for all tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, even if he had yudia at the beginning and at the end. Tamalayim v'shahem elu ha-mayodim. And we reject that from the word of v'shahem and from their sins. That refers to sins of rebellion for which one does not bring a korban. It is not atoned for chayave korban, such as shogeg, in advertent sinning in which there was a yediyah at the beginning and at the end. Melech Moya Pashabi. And we also have a source for that in Malachim Beis Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin. The king of Moyav sinned against me, and it shows that Pesha refers to a rebellion.